currently resting on the number 24.
Previously, I'm 24.
My office has just learned that the woman with whom the president is currently involved, Dr. Ann Packard, is being accused of helping to fabricate
the results of a clinical drug trial.
We got hit hard. Voters who were on the fence may have just fallen into Keeler's camp.
Well, that is ridiculous. Once they find out that Ted was lying...
And how are they supposed to do that, Ann? It's he said, she said. See, this is politics. It's not medicine, so do me a favor and stay out of it.
Taking over for Tony. Give me an update.
We're trying to make contact with the chopper. Now that we have Kyle Singer and the virus has been contained, we need to contact Jack. Let him know that the attempted escape of Salazar is pointless.
Salazar's terrorist connections are a serious threat to this country. Both Salazar and Bauer are expendable.
What's going on, Chase?
Your dad got out of the chopper before I could tell him about Kyle Singer. He and Salazar are on the run.
The only thing that matters right now is getting word to him that the virus has been contained. That way he'll turn Salazar over.
Your brother gave the FBI contact instructions in his last call. He's got a plane circling waiting to pick you up.
You really are the best, Jack.
Not the world, not the world!
What the hell's going on?
You didn't think I was gonna let you just deliver me and leave, did you?
Two of Salazar's gunmen drag Jack's unconscious body onto a waiting aircraft bound for Mexico, watched by Kim on the main monitor in the IT room of CTU. She panics and grabs for a phone just as the door opens and Gael creeps in with a gun.
I just remembered. I forgot to close that file.
The following takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Gael, what are you doing? Let me
Sorry,
go.
Sorry, Kim.
No.
You shouldn't have walked into this. Calm down. I have to ask you a few questions, okay? Now, this room is soundproof, so if you scream, it won't do anything but make me mad, and you don't want to do that. So we're gonna be all right here?
What are you doing to my father?
I'll ask the questions, huh? You came in here to bring the logs back up to date. When do they expect you to finish? Don't make me ask you twice.
I don't know, 10 minutes.
And after that, what are you working on?
Just utility work.
Good.
What do you think you're doing? This isn't gonna work.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, Alicia Cuthbert as Kim Bauer, Carlos Bernard as Tony Almeida, James Badge Dale as Chase Edmonds, and Dennis Haysbert as President Palmer. Created by Joel Surnow and Robert Cochran. Voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. Gael ties Kim to an office chair and tapes over her mouth as he deletes all the incriminating surveillance files with footage of Salazar's escape by aeroplane.
Adam.
Yeah?
I don't know if you've gotten word, but Tony's out of surgery. I'm trying to head over there in a few minutes.
Well, who's going to be in charge when you're gone?
Gael, I want you to unmount all my directories and transfer them over to his system, okay?
Sure.
Anything new on Jack?
No, our last location on him was the downtown subway station, and Chase lost his trail after that.
Have we contacted LAPD?
Yeah, they're all over it, so is local FBI.
Great.
I think we're going about this the wrong way. Jack broke Salazar out of jail because he thought it was the only way to stop the bio threat, but now that we have Kyle Singer, there is no threat. We should just saturate the media, and maybe Jack will get the message.
But the president made it very clear he does not want the public to know about the bio threat, not at this point. We have to find Jack and Salazar ourselves.
Yeah.
Dessler.
Michelle, it's me.
Gael, weren't you in the teleconference room? The briefing's about to begin.
Yeah, well, Kim bumped into some embedded no-ops in the log files. It'll take a few minutes.
She can handle that. Look, I'm trying to head over to the hospital. I need you up to speed so you can take over for me.
On my way.
Thank you.
Gael shows Kim an image on his palm top.
I'm watching you. So don't try anything. Right.
A camera in the corner of the IT room watches her every move. Gael punches in a security code which slides open the double doors like a lift. On the other side, he searches for the security override code on his palm top. and keys in a new access code for the door. Now no one else can get in or out. ...7:05, and operatives gather for Chappelle's briefing.
Transfer all Blue Alert key codes to Gael. Anything else? That's it. Thanks.
There is no longer an outbreak threat for the city of Los Angeles. Kyle Singer, who is being held by Salazar's people, was not carrying the Cordylia virus and turns out to be perfectly healthy. But we do know Salazar's organization has the virus, which means finding Ramon Salazar is our top priority. Thank you for joining us, Gael. If you're taking over for Michelle, be on time.
Sorry.
I was just saying, from this moment on, we are focused on one thing only, and that's finding Ramon Salazar. Adam, where are we on that?
After Jack and Ramon ditched the chopper, we lost their trail. For all we know, they're still in L.A.
Well, they won't be for long. We suspect they're heading for the Mexican border.
We've contacted the Mexican government, as well as the Central American allies. We're asking them to monitor all air corridors.
What about Chase Edmonds?
I'm assuming that he's coming back here.
Don't assume anything.
7:06. Salazar's private jet bound for Mexico.
Come on, have a drink. You're a free man.
Thank you.
Salazar reclines in his seat, sipping champagne, surrounded by sexy party girls. But his mood is still black. His brooding attention is fixed on the hold door, and he chews over in his mind his long 3 months in prison and the man who put him there. On the other side, Jack lies unconscious, and Salazar's Latin machismo burns with the need for revenge. He picks up the champagne bottle and strides purposefully towards the hold. One of his men, Tomas, tries in vain to distract and dissuade him.
Ramon.
Salazar pours the contents of the bottle over Jack's face, bringing him round.
Hello, Jack. The party's going well, I wanted you to know. There's something else I want you to know. For some reason, Actor wants you alive. Maybe he wants to kill you himself. Or maybe he wants to watch me do it. I'm just not sure I can wait that long.
Ramon, let's get back to the party. Come on, the girls. Sandra is waiting.
Jack sinks back into a blackout. 7:08. Chase drives through a dimly lit road tunnel.
Yeah?
Chase, this is Ryan Chappelle. What are you doing?
I'm trying to find Jack.
So's the rest of CTU.
Well, I may have a threat.
Tell me.
Jack and I backpocketed some of Hector Salazar's contacts that aren't on the books.
If you have any information, we'll pass it on to another field team, but I want you back here.
Ryan, there's no time for that. As soon as Jack hands Ramon Salazar over to his brother, they're gonna kill him.
Jack may already be dead.
Well, I'm not stopping until I know for sure.
Chase, I want you back here now.
Why?
Because I just found out Jack's been using heroin. And since you're his partner, you must have known.
Oh, I had no idea.
I don't believe you. I believe you've been covering for him all along.
Sir, the only thing that matters right now is finding Jack, and I can't do that from CTU.
If you even want a chance of keeping your job, you'll get back here now and debrief me on Bauer. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Good.
Chase drives on. End of part one.
O'Brien.
Chloe, is Kim up there?
No.
Are your locks still lagging by 6 hours?
Let me check. Yep.
I thought Kim was supposed to take care of that.
I don't know what Kim's doing. I don't follow her schedule that closely.
Kyle, are you going back to Tech One right now?
No, not right now. Why?
I just need something from Kim. It's cool. I'll get her.
No, she's not there.
Yes, she is. She's backing up locks.
She was, but Chappelle asked her to bring a mirror drive down to network. She'll be back in a few minutes. What do you need?
What do I need? I need to find Jack. We're dead ending everywhere. Kim's his daughter. Maybe there's something we're overlooking that she can help us with.
As soon as she gets back, I'll send her over, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Gael, I had Adam transfer all my directories over to your system. You're good to go.
Thanks, great.
Oh, hold on.
I want to go over the dispatches from division. There are 17 units out in the field. 5 of them are still downtown. They're trying to pick up Jack's trail.
And the other 12?
Health Services, LAX. Hold on, let me pull up the rest for you.
But Guile's attention is on Adam, patching through a call to Kim in Tech One. On the other side of the room, Kim struggles to wheel her chair over to the phone. Her hands taped to the armrests, she is unable to reach the handset, but stretches instead for the handset's coiled cable. After several attempts, she succeeds just as Adam rings off.
This is the matrix I use to balance resources. I'll transfer it to you.
Gael watches nervously as Adam leaves his post.
Is Tony out of surgery?
Yeah.
Is he gonna be okay?
Hope so.
Adam arrives at the security door of Tech One, keys in the old access code and swipes his card. Nothing happens. He tries again, then picks up the wall phone next to him.
Dessler.
Michelle, is Gael still with you?
Yeah, why?
I can't get into Tech One. I'm having trouble with the access code.
Did you change the access code to Tech One?
No, why? What's going on?
Adam can't get in.
What does he need?
What do you need, Adam?
I'm looking for Kim, and she was in there.
Did you try calling her?
There's something wrong with the phone. Can you override the door? This is tweaked.
Yeah, sure.
What are you doing?
Overwriting the access code. Probably something wrong with the keypad. Okay, I'm resetting it to 1234. It'll take 15 seconds to sync, though.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm sending everything related to the virus over to Volume A. Where do you want the Salazar file?
Gael is long gone. Meanwhile, Adam gains entry to Tech One, finds Kim, and releases her.
Kim? Oh, my God. Kim! Kim!
Adam, it was Gael.
Gael makes his escape up some service stairs, only to be intercepted by an alerted security guard.
Section 5 is clear. I have a visual on the subject. Section 5. Visual on the subject, I repeat, I do not have a visual on the subject. Please advise.
Gael clobbers a couple of security guards, then makes a run for the exit along a concrete corridor, brandishing a gun to scare any people in his way. At the security desk, he threatens the duty officer with his gun. Two armed guards appear from the lift. Two more from behind.
Gael!
Don't get in my way, Michelle!
External security is already in position. You're not going anywhere. You take one step outside, you know exactly what will happen.
Gael drops the gun to the floor and surrenders. Guards pin him to the wall and handcuff him. 7:18. President Palmer's motorcade wends its impressive way through the night streets.
Found Jack Bauer yet. Not even sure if he's even still in the city.
He's not in the city. His plan was to take Ramon Salazar back to his brother to prevent the outbreak. That's what he's going to do, even if it costs him his life.
You know, David, that's probably true, but there's nothing we can do about that now. Our intelligence and military services are working overtime on that front, so Let them do their job. We, unfortunately, have other fires to put out.
The motorcade arrives at Palmer's hotel, and as he leaves his limousine, Anne is there waiting to greet him.
David, I'm sorry about Ted and the debate.
I don't want to hear it. It's not your fault.
I was the one that told you to stand up to him, but maybe I was wrong. Maybe you should have just paid him off.
We're not wrong.
Mr. President, we have a lot of work to do.
As he leaves, Palmer tweaks her chin and smiles, much to Wayne's disgust. 7:20. Michelle observes Gael through a two-way mirror. He sits motionless and expressionless in interrogation room 820 of CTU.
I still can't believe Gael could be a traitor. Has he said anything?
We haven't gone in yet. We're sweating him first.
Listen, Ryan. Tony's out of surgery. I want to be there when he wakes up.
And I need you here. We just uncovered a mole. We don't know how badly we've been compromised by Salazar.
But you're handling that. Anything that spills over, you can give to Chloe. Now,
Chloe's a pain in the ass.
She can do it. At least until I get back.
Fine, if you think you're dispensable.
I just want to be with my husband. Thank you.
All right, let's do this.
Gael sits at one end of a long table, the contents of his pockets, his cell phone, palm top, and so on laid out at the other.
You had us, Gael. Now we have you. You working alone, or does Salazar have other moles inside? You know Johnson. You know what Johnson does. And you know that sooner or later you're going to tell me what you know. The only question is how hard you want to make this on yourself. Kim says you were monitoring a plane that had Jack Bauer on it. Is that true?
I have nothing to say.
If it's the last thing you ever do, you're going to tell me where that plane is landing.
7:22. Salazar's jet plows through a dusky sky as an impromptu party keeps him partly occupied. But even with two women doing their sensual best to distract him, Ramon still bores his eyes into the hold door where Jack lies helpless and handcuffed. One of the women minxes up to him, blouseless. He kisses her, unzips her skirt to the floor, and salsas between the two. But still, Ramon cannot forget the urge to kill Jack.
What is it, Ramon, huh? Don't you like the girls?
Tell me again why Hector wants Bauer alive.
I don't know. He didn't say, but I...
But... nothing. Every time Bauer takes a breath, he's an insult to me. I spent 3 months in prison because of his betrayal.
I know, Ramon, and I'm sure that Eckwood feels the same way.
Then you won't mind.
Ramon, no!
He takes Thomas's gun.
Are you giving me an order, Thomas?
Ramon, I work for you and your brother. I love and respect both of you. Hector instructed me to keep Bauer alive until the plane lands.
And I'm instructing you to sit down.
Why won't you honor the one wish of your brother, who arranged for your escape today? In less than an hour, I am sure that you will get your revenge on Bauer.
Salazar inches towards the hold door, gun held high, considers long and hard, then hands the gun back to Thomas.
You'll see. Pour me another drink.
Yes, someone.
Jack comes round in the hold. His guard watches TV.
Pedro.
I'm not supposed to talk to you, Jack.
Fine, then listen. I risked my life getting Ramon out of prison.
You put him in prison.
Pedro, I need to tell Ramon something that's important. Before he gets too wasted, you know what he's like.
Yeah. Got drunk one time, threw some guy off a plane. Keeps going like this. Might be landing before we do.
For God's sake, listen to me.
No, you listen to me. I'm not talking to you. You're a dead man.
Pedro returns to his TV, this time with the headphones on. Jack clambers forward on the floor, but is held back by the handcuffs and a sharp pain in his side. He turns over and goes from a coughing fit to a simulated epileptic fit.
Jack, what's going around, Jack?
Jack kicks Pedro to the floor and breaks his neck with a leg grip. He grabs his gun and points it in fear at the door. On the other side, Salazar nuzzles with the two girls, but is still burning for revenge. Jack unlocks the handcuffs with Pedro's keys, then positions himself by the door, ready for whoever may threaten to enter. ...726. End of part two. Palmer's Hotel.
Bottom line is, I think we can explain the national security issue that pulled you off stage, but the allegation against Andy is going to be a lot harder to handle.
Her ex-husband clearly had his own agenda, and it shouldn't be difficult to prove that he's a liar.
I understand that, but this is dirty laundry, and we both know the public wants to hear it. And unless you can offer the public something definitive, Anne is going to hurt you.
Jerry's right. Listen, David, I'm your brother, I'm your advisor, and I do have some perspective on this thing. Now, do you want to hear it?
Yes, I want to hear it.
Distance yourself from Anne.
Oh, Wayne.
Before you shut me down, just hear me out. You used up the public's goodwill with Sherry. They don't want to hear about you being involved with someone else who's not trustworthy. You have got to respect the people who voted for you.
Palmer glances wistfully at Anne, who stands outside of the glass door chatting to a colleague.
I'm sure they won't have a problem with that.
Oh,
it's not.
Hello?
Anne, it's me, Ted. We need to talk.
About what? What could you possibly have to say to me? After what you have done, I can't believe you even have the audacity to call.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's great. Now everything's all right.
That's why I called, because I want to make it right.
How? How can you possibly undo the damage you've done?
I'm up in my office. Come up and I'll explain everything.
I'm not coming over there.
And listen to me. I have some documents that'll prove your innocence.
What kind of documents?
Letters and memos. Please. This is how I want to do it. I want to give them to you personally. I promise I won't make a scene.
I'll send someone over to get them.
No! Now, we'll do this my way, or I swear I'll burn them right now.
All right. But you better not be wasting my time.
7:32, and Chase arrives at a leafy residential area in the quiet of evening. As he passes through an entrance gate and promenades up the long garden path that leads to a rich house, he checks his gun and replaces it carefully in his pocket. He nears the red brick mansion surrounded by neatly landscaped gardens and peers anxiously into the sumptuous rooms before arriving at the front door. He pauses before ringing the bell. A well-to-do man in an open shirt and tie approaches the door, wiping his mouth with a napkin.
Simon. We need to talk.
Chase Edmonds. Sorry, but I'm having dinner right now.
Chase forces his way in and prods his gun into Simon's neck.
What do you want?
I want information.
Look, are you crazy?
What's going on?
Rita, take the kids upstairs. Everything will be fine. Oh, what do you want?
Ramon Salazar broke out of federal prison today. He's gonna hook up with his brother, Hector.
I told you and your partner, Bao, that I'm a legitimate accountant. I don't have any business dealings with the Salazars.
Simon, I did not come here to bust you, but I am not leaving until I know where Hector is. Do you understand me?
I don't know where Hector is now. He left Colombia over 2 weeks ago.
And he didn't tell you where he was going?
No.
You're tied into his money flow, right?
Yes. Some of it.
Let's take a look.
With Chase standing over him, Simon logs onto his computer and brings up account details onto his screen. Meanwhile, back on the plane, Ramon sits opposite Thomas and stares him out moodily across champagne glasses as a girl caresses him to little effect. Thomas watches Ramon like an unwanted parental chaperone. Ramon throws yet another vengeful glance at the hall door, picks up Thomas's gun that rests on the table between them, and toys with it under Thomas's resented gaze. Ramon finally flips and rushes at the hall door.
Ramon!
Hector is meeting us.
Just wait a few minutes. Ramon, please. Hector said...
Are you ready to die, Jay?
Back up! Get back or I'll kill him! Get back!
Shoot him, Thomas! Shoot him!
I die, he dies. Is that what you want Hector to see when you get off this plane? Drop the weapons!
Bacala. Jack, there's no way out of this for you.
He's right. My brother has an army out there. You're not in your backyard anymore, Jack.
Don't worry about that. You just take a seat.
Hey, ladies, don't worry. Everything's under control. The party will continue once we're on the ground. The big American hero. Hey, what do you think, Jack? That actor is not prepared for you? Huh?
Shut up.
Okay. Ven acá. Rápido. Come on, get in the car.
Why do you need so many people to pick up your brother?
I want to be prepared when the plane lands.
Prepared for what?
Whatever. I haven't heard from Gael. He should have checked in by now.
So why don't you call for Ramon's plane?
It's too risky. The Americans are checking everything. Más armas, más armas. Come on, rápido. Come on. I have to go, okay?
Hector leads a convoy of armed men in his black Mercedes. Meanwhile, Gael is injected with an interrogation drug into the back of his neck.
Who else is working with you, Gael? Let me make something clear. I would love nothing more than to hang you as a traitor and watch you jerk till you're dead. But I'm a realist. If there are others, tell me now and we might be able to cut you a deal.
Gael's private cell phone rings at the other end of the interrogation table.
Is that Hector?
He runs out onto the concourse.
Adam! Bring me a tracking node now. Now! Hector Salazar's calling.
Kim, grab that laptop.
Adam and Kim rush the equipment into the interrogation room, plug the handset into a tracking device, and monitor the transmission signal on the laptop.
Put the socket in C5, Kim.
Got it.
Hurry up.
Okay, go.
One wrong word. I swear to God, I'll make you regret it.
Hello.
Where have you been?
Busy. You don't have a lot of time.
Where is Ramon?
On his way to you.
Is he safe?
I think so.
What about Bauer?
Don't know.
What do you mean you don't know, huh? What are you doing there?
They put me on something else.
You're watching me.
Call me when you have some.
Yeah.
Did we get it?
Yeah. 7:43. Michelle visits Tony in hospital. He lies in bed, a bandage taped to the side of his neck.
Scare the hell out of me.
No, I'm sorry.
How's he doing, doctor?
Couldn't have hoped for a better result. He should be on his feet in a few days.
When can he come home?
Probably tomorrow. I just want to keep an eye on him, make sure he stays stable.
Listen, doctor, can we have a couple of minutes, please?
Of course.
Thanks. Michelle.
Yeah?
Did the president let Salazar out of prison?
No, Jack broke him out. We think he did it so the president wouldn't have to make the hard choice.
Did he get away?
Yeah.
I have to talk to Gael right away.
What? Gael?
Yeah. Wait, something happened to him?
Tony, Gael's been working for the Salazars.
How do you know that?
He was using Tech One to monitor Salazar's escape. And then when we found out, he tried to run.
Where is he now?
He's still at CTU. Chappelle and Johnson are questioning him. No, honey, where are you going?
You have to get me over there right now.
No, you're not going anywhere. Doctor! No, doctor!
Get the car!
Doctor!
No, Mr. Almeida, what are you doing?
Look, I have to get out of here, all right? You can release me to CTU Medical if you want.
I can't do that.
All right, look. If you're worried about liability, my wife will sign me up. Look, Michelle, if I ever need you to trust me, it's now.
You see, these are the bank transfers that he made from his account in Bogota. They stopped 2 weeks ago.
Follow the money. Where did it go?
Some of it to a bank account here in L.A. A David Gomez?
Yeah, we already know about that. What else?
That's interesting.
What?
$720,000 deposited. I've never seen this account.
Where is it?
Banco del Oeste. It's in a town in Mexico. Las Nieves.
Okay, look out. That's gotta be it.
Good. We're done?
Not quite.
What else?
You have a private plane, don't you?
Yes.
Cleared for takeoff.
7:47. Kim in the ladies' room.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Chloe.
Did he hurt you? Gael, I mean. No. It's crazy. I mean, he's been here, what, 2 years in the CIA, 5 before that? How does someone like that end up a terrorist?
I don't know, Chloe.
Listen, I want to tell you that I don't think your dad's a bad person. If I ever said anything to offend you, I'm sorry.
It's okay, thanks.
There, I said it.
Hello?
Kim, it's me. Are you alone?
Hold on. Where are you? Chappelle ordered you back here.
Yeah, he did. But listen, I'm not coming back until I find your father.
How are you gonna do that?
I just found out where Hector Salazar is. Small town in northern Mexico called Las Nieves. I'm sure Jack's taking Ramon there now.
No, Chase, it's the other way around. Ramon's taking my dad.
How do you know that?
There was a video feed. And I saw it. They knocked my dad out and dragged him onto a plane.
Oh, wait a minute. A video feed, Kim? I don't understand.
Gael has been working for the Salazars. He's been watching everything through surveillance cameras.
Gael?
Yes, Gael has been helping the Salazars this whole time.
Was Gael talking?
I don't know. Chappelle's got him now. But I don't know if they're getting anywhere. I haven't heard anything.
Okay, Kim, CTU has been compromised. You cannot tell anyone you've talked to me, okay?
What about Chappelle?
Especially not Chappelle.
You cannot go in there alone. Hector's gonna have an army down there.
No, I will call for backup when the time's right. Kim, I need to hear you promise me you're not gonna tell anyone you talked to me.
I don't know, Chase.
Think about it. Don't do this to us, Kim. There's too much at stake.
I'm not doing anything to us. This is about your life. And my dad's.
Okay, I know what this is about, damn it. Just listen to me. I have to go dark. There's no time to argue about it. Just do this. Kim.
Be careful, Chase.
Kim. Kim.
Back on the plane, Jack holds Salazar at gunpoint.
So tell me, tough guy, what's the plan?
You'll know soon enough.
Come on. Be interested. Tell the girls. Do you think you're gonna land the plane and arrest Hector? No. Even the great Jack Bauer can't take 50 men by himself. Oh, I got it. You're gonna drop me off, turn the plane around. Hey, but wait. You are a criminal in America, wanted. So where will you go? I don't think a third world country will suit you. I think that's called a dilemma, Jack.
Shut up.
7:49. End of part three. Part four. 7:54. In the night air, Salazar's plane comes to land at Journey's End in northern Mexico. Hector's armed convoy speeds onto the tarmac. They circle like jackals around their moving prey, kicking up the dust with their tires. As they pull into position, Hector immediately jumps out to watch the plane grind to its final halt. Back at CTU, operatives are visibly shocked to see Tony hobble like a ghost onto the main concourse with Michelle at his side.
Adam. Where's Chappelle?
He's with Gael.
Where?
Interrogation 820.
Let's go.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
Johnson prepares another syringe.
Talk to me, you son of a bitch.
Door. Johnson, that's enough.
Almeida, what are you doing?
Ryan, get him out of the room.
Why? Trust me, Ryan, get him out of the room. You too, Ryan.
What?
I gotta talk to Gael by myself, all right? Just trust me on this one.
Michelle, what's going on?
She shakes her head.
Look, I don't care what's going on between you two. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here.
7:56. The convoy illuminates the area with their headlights as the plane shuts off its engines. The door opens and stairs unfold onto the tarmac. Hector walks forward, but no one appears from the aircraft.
Come on!
He waves machine gun men forward.
Come on!
The two pilots emerge from the doorway, followed by the girls, then Salazar's men. An outwitted Thomas approaches Hector with caution.
Where is Ramon? Where's my brother?
Kill Bauer! Do you hear me?
What are you doing, Jack?
Your brother tried to kill me on the plane! Why all the guns? This is not what we talked about!
Bagger Sandbus! Bagger!
Bagger Sandbus!
I was worried. Gael wasn't sure you were on the plane.
I see your brother.
With great relief, the brothers kiss and embrace.
My brother, I'm so glad to see you.
What's going on? I don't understand.
I'll tell you in a minute. I promise.
Hector bounds over to a vulnerable-looking Jack. Ramon watches them closely.
Good job, Jack.
Jack surrenders his gun, and Hector embraces him heartily. His tattoo of the Madonna shows on his forearm.
Come. We have a lot of work to do.
What are you doing, Hector?
Come. I'll explain everything.
As the gunmen look on, the two brothers walk warmly to the Mercedes, and Hector brings Ramon up to speed. Meanwhile, across the border, two more brothers discuss their plight as Wayne briefs Palmer on the Packard scandal. Anne drives over to Ted's office, who frets and waits for her with a loaded gun. Chase boards Simon's private jet, and as Jack follows the Salazars, he turns over his tattooed forearm and activates a signal on his watch that alerts Gael's palm top in the interrogation room of CTU.
He's in.
What are you talking about? Who's in?
Jack.
What?
Gael and I have been working with Jack. We've been trying to get him back undercover with the Salazars. That signal means he's back in.
I don't understand.
Look, I'll explain everything. Right now, we gotta call the president.
8 p.m. The end.
The dramatic conclusion to the story of one of the world's most famous explorers, with Lost's Ian Somerhalder in the title role, Marco Polo, tomorrow night on Sky One. Here on Sky Two next, Sky Vegas.